as we come into the new year. And if we do not tackle this thing I'm about to talk about, then we cannot move forward, or at some point we'll continue to walk in a cul-de-sac. And when you're moving in a cul-de-sac, nothing goes forward, nothing comes back. You constantly wallow in a lot of problems, and you constantly wallow in a lot of disbelief. The title of my message today is Stop the Wickedness. We live in a country where wickedness reigns supreme as we speak. And we live in a world where wickedness has become the order of the day. Question is, why are people wicked? For various reasons. Number one, because of their past. People use being wicked as a way to settle scores of their past. Probably their childhood wasn't good enough, and the psychology behind their upbringing was bad. They never loved. Nobody loved them growing up. So a child that wasn't loved, obviously we have problems with giving back love. Also, what they were taught. Some children are probably loved, some people were loved, but what they were taught was hatred. They were taught to look down at other people in society. They were taught that you must always cheat people to make your way to the top. They were taught all sorts of things that are inimical to progress and development. So what they were taught was bad. The upbringing and the orientation was faulty. They were never taught happiness. They were never taught joy. Have you ever wondered that you might have been in relationship with some people that don't even know how to receive love? Because when you show them love, it starts to look odd, because they are wondering, why is this person acting all mushy and caring? Because of the antecedents, they were never taught to receive love. They were never taught the joy and the happiness of being in love. What they were taught was wickedness. What they were taught was hatred. What they were taught was how to backbite and bring other people down. In fact, in their school of thought, they never know that you can't be successful without bringing other people down. They were taught wrong doctrines like, another man own must go down for your own to go up. No. The real doctrine of faith and happiness is the fact that you know that for the fact that other people are doing well, you too will be shining in your own area. Like I like to tell people, Ronaldo's exploit does not stop Messi from shining. So as long as you know that you can shine in your own lane, but some other people were not taught that. They were taught that another man's thing is their own thing. So they were never built to have self-confidence. You know, just like the new doctrine now among people in relationship, where some women say, oh, I will be the one to take from the man. The man's money is our money, but my money should be kept in my account. And you say you love somebody and you can't share with the person. And these were doctrines that were taught. And you see, either ways, you will always have reinforcements. If you want evil, there will always be justification for evil. There will always be one person from a tribal group acting in a funny way. But does it mean that everybody from that tribal group are the same? No. That's just one person. Even if 2, 3, 4 people from a tribal group act in a certain way, does it mean that everybody from that tribal group are the same? No. That's just 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Because still in the same tribal group, when somebody came up with another orientation, you would see that they act in a way that is different from what you thought. So you typecast everybody. You paint everybody with the same brush. But you fail to realize that you are building the seeds of wickedness. Some of you as mothers, you taught your children to hate your estranged husband. You taught your children to hate your estranged husband. Somebody saying they are missing me on the radio. This is live on the radio of VOP 90.3, and we are streaming across many other platforms. So please, if you are not there, you're tuned into VOP 90.3. It's also on YouTube. And this is multiple platforms. You taught your children to hate your estranged husband. It hurts you. You people have problems, yes. But is that enough to teach your children to hate somebody else? So there's too much wickedness. One thing I'd like to tell you is, you will never totally have perfect people in the world. There will be people that will hurt you so much after you've done a lot for them. But is it enough to hate them and plot destruction for them? Because when we build this cyclical cycle of hate, and you hear people say, oh, if I've not hurt somebody, I'm not content, then how does it change life? Because you just make other people feel the hate, and the world never becomes any better. So why are you not concerned about spreading love? Why is it about constantly spreading hatred? Hatred that defeats, that pulls others down. Hatred that destroys the world. And hatred that brings no solution. Truth is, one way or the other, we've all been taken for granted. In fact, yesterday I was in a session where I was complaining that my problem is I'm a very nice person. So I see a lot of people take it for granted. I'm very warm and very down to earth. You meet me on the road, you're a perfect stranger, I hug you already. That's me, I'm a hugger. Because I was built to love. I had a father that lived up to 86, that I kissed almost every time I saw him till he was 86. Till he died. You know, I still kissed him about a week or two before he died. So that's the kind of way I was built. But I've come to now grow to see that in society, not everybody sees that way. And the reflection of their hatred, they put on social media and put on everywhere. And they are showing their hatred. So for them, always, every time, they live in fear. Yeah, somebody is always against them. They always think somebody has sinister motive. You know, it's just very funny how life has been built in this part of the world. And that's why we need to stop the hatred. You know, when I completed the library in my village, Yosini Center, which for me was built to be able to enhance and get intellectual conversation. I like intellectualism. You know, get intellectual conversation on. There and there, some people came to meet me and said, hey, do you want to do politics? So because now we have now narrowed people genuinely having a heart to do good for society, for potential politicians. Because, you see, people too have gone there to condition the minds of people that once you see that they are doing charity in their society, then the next thing they are thinking they want to do politics. So we've built a society that is entrenched in wickedness. We've built a society that is entrenched in hatred. But it doesn't make the society grow because it will start to cascade all over. And you see, when you build a society of hatred, hate becomes a daily occurrence. It starts to cascade in your face. And there is no leeway. Because the thing about the hate is you only know the beginning, you can never know the end. That's why you're having religious wars, ethnic wars, business-based wars. You know, you say you want to make money in life and you kill other people to make the money, and you think that the blood of the people you've killed, if you do small charity in that area, it will raise the blood. No, you've killed a life. You suffer for the life you've killed and take it. For every life you destroy, for every heart you break, you suffer for it. You will suffer for it. So why don't you purge your heart of the hatred and the wickedness? Because it's not going to lead you anywhere. I tell people, truth has to be said, if I'm good to you and you're bad to me, it's on you. You know why? Because the way I'm wired, I do good to every man. As long as I've done good, I've fulfilled my own obligation for God. If you now deceive me and cheat me on the good I've done to you, that's your problem. In the end, I am the victor. I am the one that will get the blessings for doing good. You are the one that will be left there and hanging. And you see, blessing must not even always come in monetary reward. It can come in any way, shape, or form. Blessing can come in impactation. Blessing can come in longevity. Blessing can come in good health. What's the essence of making all the money in an illicit way and you don't have the health to enjoy it? You know, the Yorubas have a saying, when something is sweet, when you enjoy the money sweetly, that means you used to affect life positively. When it's long, you have longevity to enjoy it. When it's long-lasting, it's God that gives all of this. It's not by trying to manipulate people and all of that. And life is deeper than what you see on the surface. So why don't you shun the wickedness? One person has hurt you does not mean you will never see another person that will lift you. There are 8 billion people on planet Earth. And no man is your God. There was a brother that was telling me that, Rufai, this lady takes me for granted and everything. I said, you know what? Tell God about it. Summon up the courage and move on with your life. And the next minute, in fact, he had moved on after he had agreed to all sorts of demands of relocation to go and meet the lady. The lady kept on tormenting him. Guess what? He was just in his office one day and a business partner came. And a business partner said, do you have a girlfriend? He was very odd because he was like, we are here to discuss business. I said, that one said, do you have a girlfriend? I'm serious. Then he said, no. He said, I have a wife for you. He looked very prophetic. I have a wife for you? I said, yes. So before you know it, the business partner called his own wife, younger sister, and they connected. And he said, okay, you know what? You can just talk to this lady if you're interested. By the grace of God, today they are happily married. The other relationship he had, the lady kept on bamboozling him for the last 5 years, wasting his time. In less than a year and a half, he's married to this woman. There you go. So the other woman, when she saw that he had moved on, now wanted to come back. Oh, it was too late. So you actually appreciated him before, but because you just wanted to be wicked based on your historical past. We have all been hurt in this world. If you think you have a justification to be wicked, remember we've all been hurt in this world. And the other man's story is more than yours. So don't think you are the one that has the greatest justification because people have done evil to you. But the question is, will you continue to be wicked to people? Stop the wickedness. Things wickedness will do. Wickedness will prevent you from getting the blessings and the happiness God gives you in life. Life is a very beautiful place. I tell people, no matter how tough things are, do not kill yourself because life is very beautiful and life is very dynamic. You might have nothing today, but you don't know what is laid down for you in the future and the possibility. But when you're wicked, it prevents you. Wicked people have tunnel vision. That's why most of our leaders in Africa have tunnel vision. They don't see beyond. It's always about them. It's always about what somebody can eat from them. Very tunnel vision. That's why Africa has not developed. That's why Africa has not developed. With all the human resource, we said, what the colonialists were the problem, return to independence and all of that. The first set of African leaders started thinking of themselves alone. In connivance with still the West. And one thing they were able to do is to hijack the mindset of African leaders. And that's why you see, it was a battle of identity first. That's why you see the likes of, I think it's Lopez Sedar Senghor and, you know, other intellectuals were writing about negritude. Who is the black man? Who is the African? What's the mindset? Because one thing they were able to do to our mindset is that to tell us that we are not something. But can we consistently live with that mindset that we are not something? No. We have to evolve and know that we can build a truly bigger African continent that is replete with prosperity. Africa as it is today has a lot of challenges. Purchasing power is a big problem. It doesn't have purchasing power. Population of over 1 billion. You bring businesses here, you struggle. Because yes, there's the population size of the continent. But the GDP is quite low. I mean, for a continent of over 1 billion people, you have just less than 4 trillion in GDP. That's about what a company in America like Apple will do in market cap. And that's why you see that Netflix has got 260 million people worldwide. But to get 2 million people in Africa is a struggle. In fact, I was checking Showmax. Showmax now is said to be one of the fastest growing streaming sites, you know, on the African continent, paid streaming. I was checking Showmax, and they said their projected growth till 2026, that's close to the end, 4 years till the end of this decade, projected growth by 2026 is probably going to be 2.1 million. So it shows you, and the reason why Africa has this low capital mobility is because of the leadership. It's because of the leadership. Darren Acemoglu said in his book, why nations are poor? Because their leaders make them poor. Nations are poor simply because their leaders make them poor. And why do their leaders make them poor? Corrupt tunnel vision of wickedness. Because you think you need to build big house for yourself alone. I mean, you can't live in the... Look at almost all the 10-bedroom, big duplexes families of yesteryears built in Ikoyi and VI. You can now see they are not sustainable because half of the children are in the UK. The man is long dead. Security man has stayed there. Probably now the children are thinking of, let's sell it to a developer. Let's partner. Then we build high rises. So how about you thinking of building high rises, low cost high rises for people? Today we still talk about Jakonde. Because Jakonde left legacies. He decided to build estates where people, the poor, will stay rather than build mansions for himself. So why don't you decide to build high-rises where people will be able to stay at affordable rates rather than building 10, 15 luxurious mansions for you? Because you see, the definition of luxury keeps changing. So if your wickedness does not open your eye to know that, then you are a big problem. If your méchant nature, like they say in French, does not open your eyes, your wickedness, then you have a big problem. Because what was luxury in 1980 might not probably be luxury today again. So why don't you think of people? I always think of people. Any project I've done, library, projects I'm working on, so people. How can people benefit? Because the greatest thing about life is people. It's people. If you don't grow people, you don't grow a nation. But a wicked man has a tunnel vision. You want people to come in to bow down before you, before they can get their livelihood. That's wrong. You get tired. You get donor fatigue. So why can't your mindset think of building factories rather than stashing the money in your Swiss bank account? And what do you want to spend the money for? How much money are you going to spend on Earth? How much places are you going to live? Probably you can't have more than one or two houses, even if you have a real estate company. How much? How long are you going to live? How long are you going to live? So the truth has to be said. You need to talk to yourself. There's so much wickedness. And the wickedness not only permeates through the leadership, it permeates down. And that's what makes for a gory nature. I mean, somebody was talking about the crisis in Plateau. Talking about many dynamics, ethno religion. I mean, you kill people and you say you love God. God, that's the number one indication that you don't love God. Because God is love, He wouldn't make you kill people. But some people also talk about, you know, the business angle to it, and I'm like, oh, you, instead of you to use the business to be able to enhance people, but because you want to grab resource, you're ready to kill people. I'm, oh God. So there are many sides to this. But one thing you have to do, you have to stop the wickedness. You have to stop the wickedness. Another thing wickedness does, like I said, is preventing you from greatness. Another thing, wickedness destroys society. Another thing wickedness does, it increases poverty. When people hoard opportunities to themselves because they want to be rich at the expense of others, then you increase poverty. What does poverty mean? Passing over opportunities regularly.